place for all your laughs. Download the Listener app now and listen for free.
Triple M's Awesome 80s presents the best of Riddish.
Well, this is exceptionally perfect. Today, ahead of the King's coronation tomorrow, we're getting
stop
around
right there.
All the Brits for today as we normally play.
That's where I always park. Computer store. I'm back again. This guy's on the phone too, but this guy here is Terrell's Park. You hopefully you'll see the last time I made a video. Right here I park all the time. Alright guys. Hopefully I can get out from there. I've got to take my computer inside. Alright guys. No, he's off the phone now, right? He's out there. And as you can see, as soon as I get here, you can see the stalker's waiting in position on the phone. And looks like he's speaking another language. And it doesn't look like he knows anything about PCs, right? So you can see how they've just sent the stalker over, waiting for the target to arrive. And if you've been watching my work, you know every time I'm at this location, I park at this spot right here, right? So you can see how the stalker's just waiting. And when heading back to my car, they started using the assignment when driving, using missing brake lights. I'm going to skip showing you that because I want to make this video short. So yeah, keep watching. I'll show you the next location now, Brinkback Shopping Centre, and showing you the stalker's doing their assignments. I'm just going to show you me parking and then heading back to the car. Like I said, I want to make this video short. So yeah, keep watching. Show you the next location, Brinkback Shopping Centre. Keep watching.
It was,
heaven.
It was.
Sorry.
That's true. It was so mean. And that was why it was heaven. But that was also why it didn't come back. It is coming back. It's going to be kinder. And Sally Obermeter has signed on. Today we found out that Terry Viviano, the shoe girl in Sydney, she's a vibe.
I've got some mutual mates with her.
Alright, this is Kilo Downs. Brinkback Shopping Centre, sorry, not Kilo Downs. Alright, everyone knows where I park when I'm at this location. Underground parking. So there's no stalkers in their cars next to mine. Missing brake light here, the right one. See if I can show you. There you go. Actually, the middle one's not working as well. And 2 days before I went to the police station, right, you get a fine, right, if you've got a missing brake light. And also a thumbnail. Alright, keep watching. So, no stalkers in their cars next to the target when I parked. You've got missing brake lights, right? No stalkers in the car right here. There you go, you can see how they time it. I couldn't see him getting in the car. They would have been just waiting. No stalkers here. Alright, so this is where I'm going to end it, showing you my targeting. Like I said, it's going to be a short one. So yeah, keep on watching. The video hasn't ended yet, like always. Government stage, false flag hoaxes, crisis actors, gun grab. Keep on watching.
It's been 2 months since the tragic bombing at the Boston Marathon, and the One Fund Boston, it's beginning to distribute the nearly, get this, $61 million it has now raised for victims and their relatives.
Zane Asher is following this story from New York. Zane, good morning to you. How is this money, this $61 million, going to be distributed?
Well, first of all, $61 million, it is a huge amount of money. It far exceeded anybody's expectations.
Live long and prosper.
Of all the actors that we see in photos everywhere, this is no doubt the most pathetic fake you have ever seen. It is a joke. I call him the Mothman. Look at him, standing there in the middle of the road. What the freaking hell is he supposed to be doing? You know, he's not crying for help, looking for help. If this is an actual evidence that a bomb has blasted his pants off, I mean, the bomb doesn't do that. It might have, the legs haven't even been freaking touched. And it could, a bomb does that, does it, to your pants, both sides, just like that, you know. That is so pathetically fake. If people can't see that, and look at this, the buttons on the shirt are still there. Well, there's a bomb take off his shirt like that, you know, with the buttons still there. It'd rip the friggin' whole lot off, wouldn't it? It just doesn't undo a shirt like that. That is as fake as can be. He's still got runners running around. You got this bloke here, just got his back to him, walking away from him. And who took this photo? Obviously, we found it as some supposed Japanese guy. I mean, what is he posing for? What's the big pose? Look at me. Friggin' bullshit. There's nothing wrong with you, mate. You are a fake. An absolute fake. Yeah, I'll show your face to the world to see. You are a freaking fake, mate. What a lot of bullshit. And once again, like with all the other shit, it's all about the legs. It's all about the legs. There's nothing ever wrong with their hands, their arms, their face. I mean, if a bomb could do that to your shirt, where is a friggin' scratch on your head, mate? The bomb can get to there, but does it fucking doesn't go anywhere any higher? How can people believe this shit, honestly? Look at it, not a scratch on this guy's head like all the other fake actors. We'd never see a friggin' scratch on their faces. A bomb does that, does it, and leaves the head untouched. Oh, God. You just gotta laugh at these people. And people believe this.
Well, look who's walking from the top left-hand corner with a fireman. Just check this out. This is double speed. And I'll go through this with you at normal speed. Just check out what's going on here. This is 3 minutes after the second explosion, and it's about 30 meters away from it. Okay, this is zoomed in. There is the Hulk, the Mothman, with the firemen. They've come from nowhere near the area of the second explosion. The second explosion was 30 metres or more to the right. The fireman is taken to his truck. Open the door. Get in here. Undercover. We will just stitch you up a little bit more. cut up your shirt a little bit more, get you ready for the photo opportunity. As he looks around, making sure no one can see. Look at him. Look at him going crazy. Just ripping his pants up. It's so obvious. Puts it back in his pocket. He did a bit of work on the Mothman here. Let's get it right, because we're going to have a photo shoot in a sec. This is bullshit. Look at that. As he looks around, they have got this guy ready for that big photo shot. Yeah, alright, now let's go. There's nothing wrong with this guy. As he gets escorted by the cops and another director. Come on, let's go over there. That's where we're going to take the photos. Come on, we need more help. Oh, there comes a woman director. Yep. Quick, quick. Quick, photographer, we're going to take this photo. Now he's right. Ah, bullshit.